From XPN.org and 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, this is The Blues File. I'm Johnny Meister. I tend to view the phenomenon of the tribute album with some reservation. The proliferation of tribute albums reflects artists' attempts to capitalize on the originality of others and suggests that some musical genres are starting to show inevitable signs of age. But there are still good tribute albums, and with blues more than other forms, there's still a lack of knowledge about the music's founders. Chicago Blues, A Living History, is a two-disc tribute to classic Chicago blues by present-day Chicago players. Billy Boy Arnold has already done a tribute album to the first artist known as Sonny Boy Williamson, John Lee Williamson, not the guy who recorded with British rockers in the 60s. Arnold kicks the album off with Williamson's My Little Machine.
Oh, yeah. Something's getting wrong with my little machine. Oh, yeah. Something's getting wrong with my little machine. Now she's got a standard carburetor. Oh, but my baby's burning bad gasoline.
Billy Boy Arnold's cover of She's Love Crazy captures Tampa Red's original playful spirit.
The girl I love, she's really fine. Man, when she starts the boogie, she really messes up my mind. That girl is love crazy. I tell you, she's love crazy. That girl is so love crazy, she make me love her six times a day.
But Arnold's remake of his own, I Wish You Would, lacks the edgy, demanding power of the original VJ label release that he cut a half a century ago.
Staying out drinking all night long. Really make a baby wanna leave home.
Chicago blues stalwart John Primer does most of the Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf songs on the album. He's at his best on Muddy's song Feel Like Going Home.
Well, it's getting late on the evening, I feel like going back home. When I woke up this morning, all I had was gone. Getting late on the evening, I feel like blowing my horn. Well now, woke up this morning.
Primer is less convincing with Howlin' Wolf's songs.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Primer also does Jimmy Reed's Can't Stand to Let You Go, proving that it's easy to do a good Jimmy Reed cover, but all but impossible to match Reed's uncanny liquid phrasing.
Wake me up in the morning, honey, just to let me know. Girl, you know I love you and I can't stand to see you go.
Lori Bell, one of Chicago's current finest, offers a fresh interpretation of Elmore James's I Believe, a variant of the famous I Believe I'll Dust My Broom.
I'm gonna get up in the morning, I believe I'll go back home.
A cover of B.B. King's breakthrough hit 3 o'clock Blues is included, even though King wasn't a Chicagoan, because of the song's influence on Chicago blues artists. Singer Charles Avery captures King's style for the most part.
Now here it is, 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't even close my eyes.
Billy Branch, a long under-recognized Chicago harp player and singer, turns in a solid rendition of the Junior Wells classic Hoodoo Man Blues.
Lord, I wonder what's the matter. The time, you know what time. Seems like the house. Everything done changed, but I hold my hand. I'm just trying to make her understand. Lord, they tell everybody somebody done hoodoo the hoodoo man.
The house band on this album, Billy Flynn on guitar, Johnny Iguana on piano, Felton Cruz on bass, and Kenny Beady Eyes Smith on drums, deserves great commendation. With the addition of guitarist Carlos Johnson, they back Lori Bell on the final track, a courageous cover of Buddy Guy's signature comeback song, Damn Right I've Got the Blues.
You're damn right, I got the blues. From my head down to my shoes.
If the album Chicago Blues, A Living History, suggests that Chicago Blues is aging, it also indicates that it's aging very well. I'm Johnny Meister, and this is The Blues File, produced at 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia. Join me for The Blues Show, Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time at xpn.org, or anytime at xpn.org/blues.